This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hurricane Dorian is battering Grand Bahama Island as the monster storm virtually stalled, toppling and damaging thousands of homes. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
The second strongest Atlantic storm on record left a trail of destruction in the Bahamas on Sunday, expected to drop up to 30 inches of rain on the Caribbean country. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis went on national television ahead of the disaster to urge citizens to prepare.
This is probably the most saddened and worst day of my life to address the Bahamian people. And I just want to say that as a physician, I've been trained to withstand many things, but never anything like this.
Meanwhile, the storm is expected to head dangerously close to Florida. The U.S. state is ordering evacuations along its coast, although some are choosing to stay put. Dorian is forecast to remain a hurricane for the next 5 days.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. The U.S. and China imposed new tariffs on each other's exported goods this week, the latest skirmish in the trade war between the world's two biggest economies. U.S. President Donald Trump levied 15% taxes on about $112 billion worth of Chinese exported products headed to the United States. Meanwhile, Beijing started adding 5 and 10% tariffs on some of the $75 billion worth of U.S. exports being sent to China. Flexport chief economist Phil Levy says lots of goods are affected.
This is exactly hitting the sort of consumer electronics, the apparel, your Apple Watch, your iPad.
The International Monetary Fund is warning the trade war could spark a global downturn. For more on today's latest news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong high school students gathered in a park Monday on what was the first day of the new school year. Their strike was to show their continued support for the pro-democracy movement. Agnes Chow is a pro-democracy activist.
I'll say that it's very important for Hong Kongers to insist fighting for our five demands. If we stop fighting, Hong Kong will be ended. Our one country, two system might properly be ended. And our rights, our basic political right of getting involved in social movement, of opposing the government, will probably be ended also.
Earlier, demonstrators disrupted the morning commute by blocking train doors. Iran says it will take a strong step away from the 2015 international nuclear deal if European countries do not take steps to help it bypass U.S. sanctions on its oil sales. Iranian officials have set a Friday deadline for instituting the latest pullback from the agreement that limited its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson may now seek an early general election if lawmakers wanting to block a no-deal Brexit make quick progress. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Scotland's Nicola Sturgeon says she's all for a general election, provided that it takes place before Britain is set to leave the EU on October 31. The comment comes as Prime Minister Boris Johnson and cabinet colleagues meet to weigh a response to the possibility the lawmakers will introduce this week a measure in the House of Commons to block a no-deal Brexit. Speculation abounds that Johnson will call an election soon if he loses the vote in Parliament, but attempt to set a date sometime after the country is set to leave the EU. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The United States has reached a draft framework agreement with the Taliban that will require American troops to vacate five military bases in Afghanistan within 135 days of the signing of the document. The disclosure came hours after U.S. Chief Negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad shared key details of the deal with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. The FBI says the gunman who killed seven and wounded 22 in Odessa, Texas, Saturday, acted alone and likely had no ties to any global or domestic terror group.
Amazing grace.
On Sunday evening, a memorial service was held for the victims. Midland Mayor Jerry Morales, during Sunday's prayer vigil, says Saturday's deadly mass shooting has cast a cloud of sadness.
We are devastated by this act from this idiot who hurt our communities.
The shooter hijacked a mail truck and fired at other cars as he sped along a highway before police killed him. For news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA.